There is so much in Tanakh about Yerushalayim that it was hard to make a decision as to which parts I would focus on. What would I concentrate on if we want to do an overview of Yerushalayim in Tanakh? And I would like to start with a little bit of a neglected chapter of Tehillim that's very, very beautiful, but I don't usually see it around. And it might be because I don't think there's any song that was ever taken from this particular Kapitel Tehillim, which is Pezayin. And I'm just getting my papers together. Just give me a moment. So it's Tehillim Pezayin, and you have it in your sources. Livnei Korach Mizmor Shir Yesudato Baharei Kodesh. This is to the sons of Korach, a Mizmor, a song that talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu founding his holy mountain. Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanot Yaakov. That's the line that I really love about this particular Tehillim. In fact, I had a poster that I kept in my house in St. Louis in the front hall that was Ohev Hashem Et Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanot Yaakov. And somehow in the Aliyah process, it got bent, it got ruined. And so it was with me in St. Louis, and here I am in Sharei Tzion and Sharei Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the gates of Tzion more than any of the other dwellings of Yaakov. Nichbadot medubar bach ir ha'elokim sela. Glorious things are said of you, city of God, sela. And then there are some very strange things. We have Askiro Rahav Ubavel Liodai Hine Pleshet Vitzor Im Kush Zeulat Sham. I will record and mention Rahav and Bavel among those who acknowledge me, Plishtim and Tzor along with Kush, and will say, this one was born here. Ulitzion Yeomar Ish V'ish yuladba, and of Tzion one will say, this one and this one was born here. Ulitzion yomar slicha v'hu yichoneneha elyon. I think I did not read the right line. And he will establish it, he on high, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem yispor b'ktov amim ze yulad sham. Hashem will count, will write in the register of people, this one was born here. V'sharim k'cholalim kol mayonaybach. And it's very hard to know after the beginning where David HaMelech expressed that Hashem loves the gates of Tzion, what is he saying? What exactly is he saying? And I found a very interesting shayur that was said on this particular chapter of Tehillim. And basically, there are two things. The obvious pshat explanation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about Kibbutz Galiot, or David HaMelech is talking about Kibbutz Galiot, the time when all the exiles will be brought to Yerushalayim. And so he is saying Hashem loves Tzion and all the people should come back there. Whether they are born in Rahav or Bavel, it doesn't matter. Everybody will be brought back to Yerushalayim, Sela. However, there was a very, very interesting idea of looking at it. And that was that what David HaMelech is saying is, Slicha, I'm going to take a drink. Whether you are born in Rahav or Bavel, or whether you were born in Cush, or whether you are born in the United States or in Europe, it doesn't matter, because indeed every Jew is counted on high, is counted before the Rabbono Shel Olam as though he was born in Zion, born in Yerushalayim, no matter where he was born. And instantaneously, that city that over the years was desolate and had no people suddenly was filled and populated because it is only, I was going to say, an accident of history. But accident is not the right word. Every Jew is a native of Yerushalayim, and it's the historical, I got the right word because I wrote it. It's a tragedy of history. The fact that we were exiled twice, that made it so that every Jew is not born, is not a native, but nevertheless on high he is counted as having been born in Yerushalayim. Our association with Yerushalayim is eternal. That's why I called the talk Eternal Yerushalayim. It began with Avraham Avinu, who was introduced to this area without it being given a name or a location. We know, we have it in your sources, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, if you remember, in source number, it's in the middle of three, Bereshit Perek Chavbet, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Vayachvoshet Chamoro, and Avram got up early in the morning and he saddled his donkey, Vayikachet Shnei Na'aravito, and he took his two lads with him, the Et Yitzchak Beno, Vayivaka Atzei Ola, and he chopped up pieces of wood. It's towards the bottom. I put a whole bunch of people together, a whole bunch of sources together under three. Vayakam vayelech el hamakom. And he rose and he went to the place. Asher amar lo Elokim. And I want you to know that all through the Torah, all through Chumash, the name Yerushalayim does not appear. It appears as Hamakom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us later on in the Torah where we are to bring our karbanot when we settle in the land, it is referred to as Hamakom. But I want to finish with this source because there's something important. Vayom Hashlishi, Vayisa Avraham et Einav, Vayar et Hamakom merachok. And on the third day, Avraham lifted his eyes and he saw the place from afar. Vayikra Avraham shem hamakom ahu. At the end, after the Akedah, Avraham gave a name to that place, Hashem Yireh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see. Asher Yeomer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. And it is referred to today in the mountain of Hashem Yireh. And so you might ask, but wait a minute, when did it get its present name if Avraham gave it the name Hashem Yireh? Well, we know that Avraham earlier had met a very interesting individual while fighting with the powerful kings of the area. And that interesting individual was Malki Tzedek, who is called Melech Shalem. Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, I have to apologize to you because I don't have these sources, only these in the right order. Now go back to number three, the beginning of number three, where you have Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, the man we're talking about, Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin, brought out bread and wine, V'hu Kohen L'Kel Elyon. And this Malki Tzedek was a Kohen to God on high, yes. So we have Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. This Melech Shalem was a great tzaddik, Malki Tzedek. And we have a very, very interesting Midrash, Bereshit Rabbah. Now you got to go to the bottom of the first page and the top of the second. The source is Bereshit Rabbah. Avraham kara oto Yireh. Avraham called the city Yireh. Shenemar, as we just read it, Vayikra Avraham Shema Makomahu Hashem Yireh. Avraham called the name of the place Hashem Yireh. Shem kara oto Shalem. Shenemar, did you hear what it said? Shem kara oto Shalem. Shenemar Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Shem, remember Noach's son Shem had given the city the name Shalem, as we read, Malki Tzedek considered himself the king of Shalem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol said to himself, Im kore ani oto Yireh, kishem shekaro to Avraham, if I'm going to call that city Yireh the way Avraham did, shame Adam Tzadik Mitraim, then shame who is a great tzadik is going to be very angry. He'll be very upset. V'im kore ani oto Shalem, but if I call the city Shalem, Avraham Adam Tzadik Mitraim, then Avraham, who is certainly a tzadik, is going to be upset and angry. Ella hareini kore oto Yerushalayim, but I am going to call the city Yerushalayim, kmo shekaru shnehem, as the two of them called it, put the names together, Yireh Shalem, Yireh Shalem Yerushalayim. In the Navi, you will very often see Yerushalayim spelled without the next to last letter, without that yud. And it's only later on that that particular yud is used. Much later, in Sefer Yehoshua, we meet another individual. And there, the name Yerushalayim is actually used the way we think of it. And that is, it's also in source number 3, Yehoshua Perek Yud, Vayehi Kishmoa Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim. He's called Melech Yerushalayim. Notice it doesn't have the Yud. It's the Nekuda is Yerushalayim, but it's without the Yud. So this Adoni Tzedek, interestingly, is now identified as the king of Yerushalayim. And we have, and we are going along to the Yalkut Shimoni, which is right underneath that. Vayhi Kishmoa Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim. The Yalkut Shimoni is also a Midrash. Hamakom hazeh matzdik et yoshvav. There's something about this place, my friends, that makes those who dwell there tzaddikim. It somehow perfects them. It perfects those who dwell there. As we have Adoni Tzedek Umalki Tzedek. Nikreit Yerushalayim Tzedek. Yerushalayim has another name. It's called the city of Tzedek, Al Shem Tzedek Yolinba. And that is from Perek Aleph of Yeshayahu, Tzedek Yolinba, always, excuse me, it's in Echa.
No, it's in
Echa, okay, yes. But Tzedek, yeah, yes, of course. Yes, of course, thank you. Tzedek Yolinba, you know, Tzedek sleeps over. It's almost as though Tzedek, righteousness, is found in Yerushalayim so much. It is there all the time, so much that it actually sleeps over. It makes its home there. Tzedek, righteousness. It sleeps over. It spends all of its days and nights there. We move along in history. Am Yisrael settled in their land after having conquered much of it in the time of Yehoshua. For many years, they were afraid to approach Yerushalayim. The powerful nation, the Yavusi, lived there, and the tribes were afraid to fight with them. But we see something incredible in Sefer Shmuel Bet. David HaMelech himself, immediately after he had been accepted as king by all the Shvatim, went to Yerushalayim, to Ir Yavus, because it had been the city of Yavus. It had been a long and arduous road since he was anointed by Shmuel HaNavi. He has fought many battles, and yet the very first action that he took as he was accepted as king was to go to Yerushalayim. On the second page of the source sheet, number 4, Vayelech HaMelech Va'anashav Yerushalayim. So it's number 8?
Yes.
El HaYavusi, right? Yerushalayim. Again, it does not have the Yud. El HaYavusi Yoshev Ha'aretz. Vayilkod David et Mitzudat Zion. And David captured the Mitzuda, the fortress of Zion. He Ir David, which was this, or became the city of David. Vayeshev David b'mitzuda, vayikra la Ir David. And David dwelled in the fortress when he conquered the city, and he called it the city of David. And once he captured that city, then what David did was develop it. Slowly, we know he brought the Aron there because we read it in this past Shabbat as the Haftarah. And one of the Pirkei Tehillim describes to us the Yerushalayim that David HaMelech envisioned with everything in it. And it's the next source, Tehillim Perek Kuf Chav Bet. And this is very well known indeed. And this is a favorite of many people. Shir HaMalot LeDavid. One of the 15 Shirei HaMalot. Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beit Hashem Nelech. Samachti, says David HaMelech. I was so happy when they told me, let's go to the house of Hashem. Omdo tayu ragleinu bisharayich Yerushalayim. Our feet were standing in your gates, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra layachdav. Yerushalayim that is built as a city that brings people together. Shesh, it's called Yerushalayim, but it doesn't have the yud. See, Yerushalayim, look at the Nikud. Habnuya ki'ir shechubra layachdav. Shesham alu shvatim shifteka eidut liYisrael lahodot l'shem Hashem. Because there, you know how it brought people together? Because there, all of the tribes went up. The tribes of Hashem, according to the Torah, the Eidot of Yisrael, to thank Hashem Yitbarach, ki shama yashvu kisot l'mishpat. Not only that, but there the judges sat, the Sanhedrin met, kisot l'vei David, and there, of course, sat the thrones of the kings of David. Sha'alu shlom Yerushalayim yishlo yuovayich. Pray for the peace. Ask for the peace of Yerushalayim. All that love you should be at peace. Yehi shalom b'cheleich shalva b'armenotayich. May there be peace among your people and tranquility in your palaces. L'man achai v'rayai adabrana shalom bach. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will speak of the shalom with you. L'ma'an Beit Hashem Elokeinu Avaksha Shalom Tov Lach. And for the sake of the house of Hashem our God, I will seek your good. And it's interesting that what David does here, and please remember that David lived before The Beit HaMikdash was built by his son Shlomo. This is David giving us a picture of the ideal Yerushalayim, the ideal Yerushalayim with the Beit HaMikdash in it. He portrays several aspects of Yerushalayim. He portrays it as God's house, as the seat of justice for the entire community, and as a meeting point, a gathering point for all of Shiftei Yisrael. This parak deals not only with the nature of Yerushalayim itself, but with the feelings it aroused in the hearts of the pilgrims who came there, because it is samachti. Samachti, I was so happy when they told me, let's go to the house of Hashem. And also, this was in the same Shayur that I found the other Tehillim, the other parak of Tehillim. I think he said some very interesting things. This is based on a sicha by Harav Aaron Lichtenstein. Everything that I've quoted have been based on sichot Zatzal by Harav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal. And he says, we can single out two main characteristics of Yerushalayim, for it's a city with a dual nature. On the one hand, Yerushalayim is the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This applies not only to the site of the Beit HaMikdash, but to the rest of the city as well. An expression of this status is to be found in the halacha that certain kodshim, certain sacrifices, kodshim kalim, may be consumed any place in the entire city. It could be eaten any place because the entire city has a certain status of kedusha. The Rambam goes so far as to rule that a person afflicted with tzara'at, impurity, is punished if he even enters the holy city. On the other hand, Yerushalayim is the heart of the nation. It is the national center. It is a gathering point for all of the people. Chazal regarded the assembly of the nation in Yerushalayim at the time of the Regalim as more than just the physical presence of everyone in the same place. On the conceptual level, they perceived this assembly as a unifying factor within the nation, and Yerushalayim as the unifying place. In years long gone, everything, the process of purification in preparation for the pilgrimage, as well as the sentiments of David mentioned above, express the special feelings that people had when they prepared to go to Yerushalayim for the Regalim. More than 500 years later, Am Yisrael were conquered by the Babylonian Empire, by Babel, under the king Nebuchadnezzar. Thousands of our people were led across the desert on foot and in chains to be settled in Babel. David HaMelech, according to Chazal, saw them b'nevuah as they crossed the Euphrates River, tired, discouraged, and disheartened. And a Tehillim that should be more familiar to us, because for some reason we neglect saying it. We are supposed to say it daily when we say Birkat HaMazon. On Shabbat, we're very careful to say Shir HaMalot. But during the week, I know very, very few people who, when they say Birkat HaMazon, will start with Al Naharot Bavel. And yet you will find it in every Sidur and in every Birkon. But there are very few people that say it. Al Naharot Bavel, you have it on the, it's five. Al Naharot Bavel, by the waters, by the rivers of Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, there we sat, Gam Bachinu, and we cried, Bizachrenu at Sion, when we remembered Sion. Al Aravim B'Tocha, on the willow trees in its midst, Talinu Kinaroteinu, we hung up our lyres. This description of David is supposed to be of the Leviim specifically, who came as they were crossing the river. I have it as five. It says five, but it's in the middle of nine. It comes after nine. So I really apologize. There was a reason I was trying to organize it for my own little mind, so that the ones at the different periods would be together. And so I confuse them. So I do, I apologize to you, and I'm sorry that I didn't have a chance, because I did come a little late. I didn't have a chance to look at it and to tell you, explain it a little. So please excuse me, but this is a very beautiful Tehillim. David is seeing Binevuah. He's seeing the Leviim who were being carried away to Bavel and taken across the desert. And they had taken their musical instruments with them. But when they came to Bavel, they saw and realized that there was no way that they could play those musical instruments. And so they hung them up on the willow trees. Kisham she'elinu shoveinu divrei shir. Because you see, our captives said to us, come on, you know how to sing, and we've heard about the singing of the Leviim in your Beit HaMikdash. V'tolenu simcha. And those who brought us there wanted us to rejoice. Shiru lanu mishir tzion. They said to us, sing to us from the songs of Tzion. And the Leviim answered, Eich nashir. How shall we sing at Shir Hashem, the song of Hashem, al admat nechar? In a foreign land. And those of you who learned Sefer Ezra with me, maybe remember the Midrash on that Pasuk. I couldn't decide if I should mention it, because it is really wrenching. Because Chazal say that the Leviim, when they were asked to play their musical instruments, which they had brought, because the Bavlim told them to bring them, and they saw that they couldn't, they bit off their thumb so that they would be unable. It's a lyre. They played a lyre. And you need your thumb. And these Leviim, we learn later in Ezra, when Ezra, in the building of the Beit HaMikdash, wanted to have a Leviim that could play the musical instruments, really had to make a search for Leviim that were not present at that time. They maimed themselves and said, look, we can't. Eich nashir, how can we sing? Im eshkacheich Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. If I ever forget you, Yerushalayim, again without the yud, tishkach yemini, may my right hand forget its ability. Tidbak l'shoni l'chiki, my tongue should cleave to my palate. Im lo eskarechi, if I don't remember you. Im lo a'ale et Yerushalayim al rosh simchati. And I think that describes very well the yearning of captives of Am Yisrael when they were in Galut throughout the centuries. It describes it very, very well. History unfolds once again. These same people or their children were given the opportunity to return and rebuild the land, rebuild the city, and rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash. The Navi Zechariah was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to encourage them to start building. They hoped that they would never suffer dispersion again. Unfortunately, that was not to be. And all of the beautiful nevuot of Zechariah kept our people going and believing all through the centuries of galut, displacement, abandonment, and general tsarot that our people suffered throughout these thousands of years. Though we have our own land now, we are among those fortunate to be back. We still dream of Geula, but I believe that we're in a more positive frame of mind. We are seeing, actually, some of these nevuot come true. And we have number 10 in the sources, Zechariah Perek Bet. The beginning of Zechariah is all visions. Zechariah sees visions and describes them. And one vision leads to another. And he says, Va'esa enai, I lifted my eyes. Va'ereh, and I saw. V'hine ish, and behold, I saw a man. Uviyado chevel midah. And in his hand was a measuring rope, like a measuring tape, a measuring instrument. Va'omar, ana atahalech. One of the things that Zechariah was able to do is he could enter his own vision. He was able to enter the vision and converse with the people he saw in the vision. And he also always had an angel, a malach, that explained and interpreted to him what was going on, whom he refers to as Hamalach Hadover Bi. The malach that speaks Bi, I love it. The malach that speaks within me, Bi. I said, where are you going to this man? Vayomer Elai, and he said to me, that's Pasuk Vav, Lamod et Yerushalayim. I am going to measure, I'm going to use this measuring instrument to measure Yerushalayim, Lirot Kama Rachba, to see what is its width, V'kama Arka, and what is its length. He was going to measure Yerushalayim to see the size of the wall that needed to be built around it. V'hine HaMalach HaDover B'yotze, and here, suddenly, behold, that angel, that malach that always spoke to me and interpreted. Umalach acher yotzei likrato, and another angel comes towards him. Vayomer elav, and he says to him, this other malach says to him, Rats, go run. Daber el hana'ar halaz. Go get that lad over there. Lemor, and say to him, you don't have to measure. There is no need to measure, because prazot teshev Yerushalayim may rove adam ubehema betocho. Yerushalayim will be an open city because there will be too many people dwelling within it and too many animals. In other words, Yerushalayim, in the far distant future, says one angel, go tell them, they won't need a wall around Yerushalayim because it's going to be so big and ever expanding that it will not be able to be enclosed within a wall. And va'ani, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will be for her. These are the exact words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chomat Eish. I'll be like a wall of fire, Saviv. They won't need a wall because I will be their protection. I will be a wall of fire. Ula kavod. And in order to give it glory, in order to transmit my honor, that the world should know that the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kavod, the honor, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Yerushalayim, within and as a chomat esh misaviv. That tradition of Zechariah, though the people hoped it would take place in their time, really will take place in the future. Also, Zechariah, Perek Chet. Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Shavti el Tzion, I have returned to Tzion, V'shachanti b'toch Yerushalayim, and I will dwell in the midst of Yerushalayim, V'nikreit Yerushalayim, Ir ha'emet, V'har Hashem Tzvakot harakodesh. Yerushalayim will be called the city of truth, and the mountain upon which the mountain of Hashem Tzvaot will be called the holy place, the holy mountain. Ko amar Hashem Tzvakot, and my friends, this nevuah has come true in our time. Od yeshvu zekeinim uzkeinot berchavot Yerushalayim. There will yet be dwelling elderly men and women in the streets of Yerushalayim. V'ish mishanto, I'm going to start crying. I always cry at this pasuk. And each man has his rod in his hands, Merov Yamim, because he is filled with days. Urechovot ha'ir, yimlu'u yiladim v'yiladot. And the streets of the city will be filled with children, with little boys and little girls, misachakim berchovoteha, playing in their streets. Ko amar Hashem Tzvakot, so says Hashem Tzvakot, ki palei be'enei she'erita amazeh bayamim ha'hem gam be'enayi palei. Hashem says another, if you think this is too wondrous, it is also wondrous in my own eyes, says Hashem Tzvakot. This will happen, he says, because in Moshia et ami me'eretz Mizrach, I am going to do a kibbutz goliot. I am going to bring my nation from the lands of the east to me'eretz mavo Hashemesh, and from the countries where the sun sets, the west, Veheveti otam, I'm going to bring them, v'shachnu b'toch Yerushalayim, and they will dwell in the midst of Yerushalayim, v'hayu li l'am, v'ani eyeh lahem l'elokim, they will be my nation, I will be their God, be'emet uvitzdakah, in truth and in righteousness. And that part of the nevuah we still need to work on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask him to fulfill that part as well. The last one, the very last one, because they put, for some reason, the first one again here. I know what it was. Okay. Yeshayahu Perek Samach Bet. Leman Zion lo echeshed. This is a very well-known perek in Yeshayahu. Uleman Yerushalayim lo eshkot. For the sake of Zion, I will not be silent. And for the sake of Yerushalayim, I will not rest. Ad yetzei kanogad tzidka. Until her righteousness will go out like bright but reflected light. V'yeshuata kelapid yivar, and the Yeshua of Yerushalayim will burn like a torch, will glow, burn, bright, very big word, like a torch. And I'm not going to do the rest in the text because it's late and I do not want to keep you past the time. Zamira told me I could go to 5 after. Yeshayahu says something unbelievable, and meanwhile, the Malbim teaches us something on this pasuk. The Malbim is the Perush that those of you who are my students know that I am extremely attached to. To put it mildly, I can't teach without the Malbim. But the Malbim points out, the Malbim, when he sees synonyms, words that seem to mean the same, he immediately can see the difference between them. And so he looks at a pasuk like this, which is very typical Navi style, where you have two halves of a pasuk that seem to be very similar, but the Malbim says something important is going on here. And the first thing that he explains to us, have you ever wondered about the word Tzion? The word Tzion, what does it really mean technically? We know that Tzion is Yerushalayim. The Malbim explains Tzion is the holy part. Tzion is the Kedusha. Tzion is Har HaBayit, the place of the Beit HaMikdash, the place where the Leviyim and the Kohanim lived. Tzion is like Tziyun, a marked place. It is a marked place, the marked place that Tzion, as we were reading in that article by Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, where he was saying that it is a city with a dual personality and a dual nature. Yerushalayim has the nature of being the holy city, but that's Tzion. Technically, when the Nevi'im use the term Tzion, they're referring to the Shekhinah. They're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place. When they use the term Yerushalayim, they are talking about the place where the people, where the Am dwelled. The place of the city, the place where there is commerce, the place where life takes place. The elderly people sitting with their rods and the children playing in the streets. That's Yerushalayim. And so, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or actually says Yeshayahu in the name of God, for the sake of Tzion, for the sake of that holy place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I cannot be silent. Meaning, I am going to explain to the entire world the sanctity, the Kedusha, the importance of Tzion. I cannot be silent. For the sake of the people, meaning for the sake of Yerushalayim, I need to really do a Yeshua. I need to do a salvation. I need to bring the people back. And that is lo eshkot. I can't rest. That is physical. I have to bring the people back physically. But there's something really interesting here, because it tells us, notice, that the lapid, the torch, shines when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, the people part. The Tzion, the holy place, is the reflected light of that torch. Simply put, we have to be the partners of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The people have to be the partners, because we have to light the torch. By coming here, which we have done, Baruch Hashem, lighting the torch so that the Kedusha of Tzion, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, will reflect the light of that torch, and it itself will be extremely bright because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence here. And it's appropriate to talk about this because here we are. This week we will be celebrating Yom HaAtzma'ut with hopefully a lot of joy. And may that joy spread and continue and burn like a torch, so that the reflected light may always be around us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring his presence among us.
Thank you.
And it is wonderful to be here.